try those.
Oh, it's darn near faded.
So far this year, Sven has swallowed a dozen marbles,
yeah,
a penny whistle, a hop-along Cassidy badge, and a little tin alligator which was surprising the cracker yak bar. Cost of having Sven pumped out, $70.
Heavenly days.
Then yesterday, he gets hold of my missus' purse, and he swallows 16 cents in small change that ain't been pumped out yet. Total cost of Sven, $520.16, and we got 10 months to go.
Now, that kid's no deduction. He's a liability.
Yes, but I bet Ollie wouldn't take anything for him.
Well, sometimes I would, missus. Used anything. Well, good luck with the taxes, McGee. So long, both you fellas.
So long, Ola.
The King's Men and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Walking, walking, walking up and down. Pounding, pounding, pounding the cement. Far away from home in a big lonesome town. I'm busted, haven't a cent. There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I walk up and down neath the clock. By the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I ain't got a thing left to hawk. She was peaches, she was honey, and she cost me all my money. How the whirl round the town was her dream. Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with a sight that they never had seen. If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about eight.
I'm late.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I simply must get 5 or 10. From the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, gotta be with my angel again. They've already got such an awful lot of what I used to own. I even tried to hawk the phone last night. Now I'm really low, don't know where to go and get a little dough to keep her little halo shining bright. So the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, will just have to give me a 10. On a watch paw for a filling to satisfy this mania, gotta be with my angel and then I'll feel like a million again.
McGee, the collector's office is just down this hall.
Yeah, you think we brought everything, Molly? I hope I can answer that guy's questions. Don't drop them boxes.
I won't, and stop fretting.
I hope
now.
I can pick out the stuff I need when that Jones starts firing questions at me. Hey, maybe I ought to take a lawyer with me. You want to wait here while I hunt up a lawyer?
No.
And take
okay. No, McGee, come on now. Mr. Jones isn't going to have you shot at sunrise.
No.
His letter merely said, oh, hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hello there, kids. Where are you going? No place?
I got a note to see the tax collector. Wants to ask me a few questions, old-timer.
Uh-oh. Too bad, Johnny. Sorry, Pop ain't still a tax collector. I could put in a word for you.
Yeah, who'd he collect for, state or federal?
Nope. Papa just freelance, son.
Oh.
Work for yourself. Bought him a badge that said collector and worked the small towns, mostly.
Oh.
He done real good, too, Papa did. Till the government moved in and ruined him.
Arrest him, did they?
Worse than that, daughter. They started sending out their own collectors, and the competition got too tough. Papa wrote a nasty letter to Congress about the government competing with private industry, but they ignored it.
Well, he's lucky they did. I wish they'd ignore me.
Papa gave them collectors quite a one for their money, though.
He did, eh?
When the Fed started asking people for 10%, Papa cut his rates down to 5%.
Really out for business, was he?
Government wanted people to fill out a lot of forms, but Papa told his customers they didn't need to do that if they took off of him. Just dropped their taxes in his hat. Very simple.
He must have been.
Well, Papa always claimed competition was a healthy thing for business, too, kids. That proved it, too.
Yeah?
Now Papa retired, the Government's got a monopoly on taxes, and just look how the prices went up. Like Bessie was saying to me yesterday.
Bessie... Oh, say, how is Bessie these days?
Oh, just fine, daughter. She's waiting outside for me now. I'm on my way to the license bureau.
No kidding. You're finally going to...
Made up my mind yesterday, Johnny.
Oh, fine.
I says to Bessie... Bessie, I says, when a fella gets to my age, he don't like to be alone anymore.
That's right.
I says, fella needs a companion. Someone to be with him always, Bessie, I says. Someone to share his joys and his sorrows.
Yeah. So what did Bessie say?
Johnny, I never seen Bessie so tickled.
Yeah?
Says she'd been wondering when I was going to think of that.
Well, good.
She drove me down here to get the license.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're finally going to get married.
Married? Well, no, daughter, I'm going to get me a bird dog. Dog license, sure. Hey, you don't think Bessie thought I meant, uh-oh, I better run, explain to her. No, I better just run. Oh, my goodness.
Think you have trouble, McGee. Yeah. Well, here's the man's office. Come on.
You sure it's the right office?
Well, it says Bureau of Internal Revenue, C.J. Jones, Deputy Collector.
Look, maybe I ought to run back home and phone for an appointment. Maybe he's...
McGee, the note said it's your convenience, didn't it?
Yeah, but... Okay. Just remember, Molly, whatever I done wrong, I done it for my little wife.
You're sweet. I'll write to you every day.
Yes, sir? You'd like to see someone?
Yes, I would, sis. I'd like to see my Uncle Sycamore for a minute. He's 2,000 miles from here, and I'd like to sit on his lap just once more before
hush,
they take
dearie, me. Hush, dearie, hush. Our name is McGee, miss. Mr. Jones sent us a note and said that...
Fibber McGee?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Mr. Jones did wish to see you, sir. Step right in here. Mr. McGee is here, Mr. Jones.
Oh, good.
Now, look, Mr. Jones, I admit I might have made a few simple errors on my tax return. Everybody makes mistakes, but I never cheated, and I can prove it. Whatever I've done wrong, I can prove that I was just stupid.
Yes, he can. He can get any number of people to swear to that.
Now, I don't know what questions you want to ask me, but go ahead and ask me. You can't send a guy to jail for being stupid.
McGee, I have just one question.
What is it?
Are you the Fibber McGee that went to school in Peoria and sat behind a kid named Chucklehead Jones?
Well, yeah, but what that got to do with my... Oh, my gosh! You! Chucklehead.
Yeah, that's me.
Good old Chucklehead Jones.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you.
Me too. Sit down.
Oh, thanks.
Remember the time we tied Elsie Bupp's braids in the back of the chair?
Remember the cow we put in Miss Fiditch's office?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how about my tax returns?
Oh, your tax returns are fine.
Huh?
Hey, remember the little girl that used to carry your books home from school all the time? Whatever happened to her?
She carries half boxes full of old tax records for him now. Where is there a wastebasket? This is ridiculous.
Fibber and Molly return in a moment. Every so often you'll hear some proud parents say, our baby hasn't been sick a day. We sure are lucky. But believe me, that isn't just luck. Usually it means that a good mother is following the advice of a good doctor. And today more and more baby doctors are recommending evaporated milk, pet brand. Doctors know that the one food which does most to help a baby grow sturdy and strong is milk. And no milk you can buy is better for babies than pet evaporated milk. To make sturdy, steady growth, to build strong, straight limbs and sound teeth, a baby needs the minerals of good whole milk combined with just the right proportion of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. And that's what a baby gets in pet milk, in safe, easy-to-digest form. The one lucky thing about it is that parents can buy pet evaporated milk for less generally than they'd pay for ordinary bottled milk. If you're expecting an addition to the family, ask your doctor about pet milk. The first evaporated milk, the first food for millions of happy, sturdy babies.
Yeah, and you remember when we put the cap and gown on Atherton's Jenny Mule and drove him to commencement?
Yeah, he sure. The superintendent gave him a diploma and swore he thought it was you.
That. He said he thought he recognized McGee's voice.
Yeah. Hey, you remember that fat kid that got stuck in the culvert and I whittled out a paddle and rented out the seat of his pants to the other guys for a penny a whack?
Yeah.
Who was that kid?
Me.
Boy, those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah, I wouldn't go through them again for 80 million bucks.
Me either.
Good night.
Good night, all.
The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, brings you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you? Helping a friend is usually a private matter between you and a friend. But when young wife Sally Carter tries to help a friend, it seems that the whole town knows about it. And what the consequences are, you'll hear in the story of the week on Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning. Right after the story, you'll hear Mary Lee Taylor's famous recipe for light, fluffy pancakes that are extra tasty. For a double measure of good listening, tune in sure next Saturday morning to NBC for the story of the week and the recipe of the week. Brought to you by Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor.
Now, Eddie Cantor on NBC.
You'll never want to make them the old way again. And with butter and syrup on the table and Pet Milk handy for your coffee, what a wonderful way to start the day. Right now, grocery stores are featuring the everyday items needed for making delicious pancakes. Stores are also featuring Mary Lee Taylor's famous pancake recipe. So, help yourself to the recipe, take on some Pet Milk, and give that family of yours a real treat tomorrow morning. Pancakes made with Pet Milk. They sure are good. There's one thing at the McGee household that really sells like hotcakes, and that's hotcakes. So listen to a super salesman selling the idea of breakfast in bed to a lady who would rather cook her own. As we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
Hey, Molly, do you mind if I go find you? I'm going to try to get the milk.
And last night, my missus tried to woodpeck on one side of his door, so only those guys are easy. Oh, hello, Dave. What's cooking? Hi, Patrick. Well, I got my breakfast in bed. In bed? Then you sleep, missus, and you sleep? Well, I'm not supposed to get in there. Well, I'm going to get in there. Hello, everyone, Dave. Get in there. Hey, you're going to get in there. Now, that's the only thing I'll do about it, Bob. There's too many colored suits, blue shirt suits, telling them not to do. Now, that's the lady for you. That's one thing you don't have in the army. People getting in your orders? No, blue shirt suits. When I was in the army, in the First World War, the big war. Hey, look, Dave, I said this. Excuse me, I'll go back to bed. Good. Now, you call back and you rest. I'm going to get busy, Harry. Now, give me a hand, will you? Sure, will you? Take it. Who's last week? No. I mean, hold this cookbook in while I get the stuff together. Here, read this recipe. Right here, I'll get the stuff out. All right, let's see. First, it says, take 2/3 of a cup. 2/3 of a cup. Okay, I'll use this cup here. This piece here must be about 2/3. What else does it say? It says, a pancake mix. 2/3 of a cup of pancake mix. Oh, well, we'll cut the hand up from here on out, will we? No sense in letting you lock up the recipe when I can do it by myself. Turn out the office line. My heart's ready for you.
Right. It'll pack for you easy to make pancakes just full of good whole milk minerals. Delicious. And in the days of high food prices, that